The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We all know the value of counselling for school children, but there is a fear that in the current pilot scheme currently being rolled out by the Department of Education, many students are missing out on a form of creative art therapy that would bring huge benefits for both special needs children and those in mainstream school. And to talk us through this form of therapy and how it differs from the norm, I'm joined by Andrea Clare Plunkett, who's chair of the Irish Association of Creative Arts Therapists. Andrea, you're very welcome. Thanks you for being
so
here.
Much,
so listen, there is a pilot scheme when it comes to counselling, but your concern is that people who have the skills that you have are not included in this. Isn't that at the nub of this?
Yeah, definitely. So basically the pilot in schools programme started in 2023 and I'm chair of the Irish Association of Creative Arts Therapists. So we've been engaging with the department back and forth over the last couple of years, and for no reason we're being actively excluded from this programme. So we have 700 members all across Ireland and we represent five different modalities. So we've art psychotherapists, music psychotherapists, drama therapists, dance and movement therapists and expressive arts therapists. Mm-hmm. So all of our therapists in those five different modalities, they're all trained to a master's level, so level 9 on the standards of education. And we all kind of meet the criteria for the programme. It's a level 7 primary degree that's needed.
We've level nine. So tell me what is included. There's counselling, so talk therapy.
Yeah.
And also there is art therapy, is that right? Mm-hmm. Included in this. But when it comes to creative art therapy, what you do is broader than just art. Is that fair?
Yeah, so I'm an art psychotherapist myself and there is some art psychotherapists included, but they're not from our association, they're from a smaller association and they only represent just the art psychotherapy, whereas we're the creative arts mm-hmm. therapy.
So all of the things you outlined,
yeah,
like the drama and the dance and music.
And, you know, dance and movement, like they're all regulated professions, you know, in Northern Ireland and in the UK, mm-hmm. they're legally recognised and we have a very high standard of education. We make sure, you know, we're all going to our own therapy. We have clinical supervision, and to be excluded from a programme where you're working with kids that, you know, sometimes they're non-verbal, they're not able to talk about mm-hmm. what's going on for them. Like to be able to have a music therapist there to help them walk through that, or a dance and movement therapist to help them connect to their body. Like, it's just vital.
Okay, now we went to the department and we asked them about this and they say they've agreed to extend the eligibility criteria to members of the Irish Council for Psychotherapy, members of the Irish Association of Play Therapy and Psychotherapy, who are psychotherapists with a specialisation in play therapy, and members of the Association of Child Art Psychotherapists, who are psychotherapists with a specialisation in art therapy.
Yeah.
They say they accept applications from counsellors accredited with those bodies mm-hmm. and that ensures a high level of governance and quality that is required for this landmark project, particularly mm-hmm. in view of the highly sensitive nature of providing counselling for children. But not your group.
Not ours, yeah.
What's the answer that you're getting?
So I have met with the senior person who's one of the senior people who's in charge of this programme. After we put a complaint in 2024, and the answer we got after we put the complaint in was a stock answer. We got a link to the website to say that, you know, this is the website, this is the information, which really isn't good enough after 3 years of back and forth. So we put a complaint into the Department of Education. Then we got a face-to-face meeting and I was basically told to leave it.
Mm-hmm. So
to stop.
the door is closed as far as you are concerned. But perhaps you might tell people why you feel it's really important that you and your members be included in this pilot scheme.
Yeah, it is. And it's disappointing because at the moment, if you go onto the government website, they have a list of the councillors who are included and they don't have enough. So at the moment, if you believe, for the whole of Dublin, for 61 urban Dutch schools, there's 11 therapists.
Mm-hmm.
11 therapists.
So you're saying if you were included, you could offer a lot more in terms of people to do the job. But because what you do is broader than art therapy, why do you feel it would make a difference?
Yeah, I do think it'd make a huge difference. Like we're talking about Dutch schools where, you know, in Tallaght, Clondalkin and Finglas, Ballymun, Darndale, where kids don't often have the opportunity to engage with the arts, you know. Like I actually work in the National Gallery of Ireland, and I work bringing kids in from these areas, and they don't get access to culture. Do you know, to get access to drama therapy in a safe setting in school, mm-hmm. to get access to dance and movement therapy in that safe setting.
So it's more really than therapy. What you're saying is it's about an introduction to the arts at a really young age, yeah. as well as the treatment side of it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I suppose the clinical side of it with the creative arts therapies, the clinical side is always there. And whether we're doing art practice in a school or whether like that we're in the National Gallery, we always have the same clinical standards, no matter mm-hmm. where we are. And for kids who find it difficult to communicate verbally, to be able to pick up a guitar and, you know, sing about their songs and sing, you know, what's going on for them, it's really powerful just to give them another way. Because when we experience trauma, what happens is the mind and the body, they stop talking to each other. And for little children to try and connect with the trauma that they've experienced through verbal alone is really difficult, mm-hmm. you know. But if they can, you know, act out a scene, or if they can paint a scene, or they can sing about something that's going on for them, like, that's really powerful.
So the clock is obviously ticking on this because it is a pilot project. How long is left, do you know?
So at the moment, they just have it down that it's 2023 to 2026. There was money given in the budget 2025 to extend the programme, and we were asked in June of 2025 for more details mm-hmm. about who we are, and we gave all of the details. You know, again, that level 9 accreditation, the level of supervision, all these ethical things, and we definitely meet the criteria.
For whatever reason,
we're being actively excluded.
A listener wants to know who will pay for these therapies. Now, these are included in school, aren't they, under this counselling pilot programme? So the parents are not paying for this. They're not being asked to pay out of their own pocket.
No, definitely not. I spoke to, I'm from Coolock, and I spoke to a parent who's in one of these schools that's in the programme at the moment, and she was saying to me, like, her son is non-verbal. And the principal wants to be able to get him access to therapy through like a music therapist, drama therapist, art therapist. But at the moment, there's 11 therapists for the mm-hmm. whole of Dublin. So like,
so
on one hand,
is the big problem.
The numbers aren't there to get access to this free. It's paid through the Department of Education. The structure is there. It's safe. And then on the other hand, we have the therapists, but we're not being allowed into it. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't seem to make sense. Well, let's hope somebody does see sense, Andrea, and it gets fixed. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's Andrea Clare Plunkett.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.